couple of accidents were reported across southern Missouri over the weekend. Saturday, a 35-year-old woman from Winona was injured in an accident in Birch Tree. The Highway Patrol reports the man suffered moderate injuries when an unidentified person drove off the road and struck a ditch in a tree. The injured man was a passenger in the vehicle. The accident happened on Sunset Street in Birch Tree. A man from Winona was injured in an accident Sunday in Shannon County. The Highway Patrol says the 37-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when he experienced a medical issue, drove off the road, and hit a dirt pile, then a tree. The accident happened on County Road 505, 7 miles northeast of Winona. Two Licking residents were injured in an accident south of Rolla. The Highway Patrol says that a 36-year-old man suffered moderate injuries and a 4-year-old girl suffered minor injuries when the man drove off the road and overturned the car he was driving. The accident happened on Highway 63, 5 miles south of Rolla. The former manager of Batesville Health and Rehab has been sentenced to prison for Medicaid fraud. 67-year-old Joseph Swartz, who operated a facility in Batesville, has been ordered to report to prison by December 29th for Medicaid fraud and tax evasion. Swartz was being held in a federal prison before receiving a pardon from President Trump, but Judge Karen Whatley rejected arguments from his lawyer that his stay in federal prison should count on his state sentence. Swartz pleaded guilty in April to federal charges tied to $38 million employment tax fraud scheme involving Skyline Healthcare, a nursing home chain that once operated dozens of facilities nationwide. He served about 90 days in federal prison. Swartz later pleaded guilty to Arkansas charges and agreed to reimburse the state $1.8 million by May or risk additional prison time. He may be eligible for parole after serving 60 days. A man from Mountain Home was arrested on several charges. 49-year-old Shane Dollarhide is charged with first-degree terroristic threatening, second-degree battery, theft of property, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and he's being held for other agencies in Baxter County Detention Center with bond set at $10,705. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests. 23-year-old Blade Fisher of Pocahontas was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, 3 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, and 2 counts of felony furnishing prohibited articles. 42-year-old Billy Whitlow of Ravenden Springs has been arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. 32-year-old Justin Arnett of Ravenden Springs has been arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, third-degree domestic battery, and interference with a communication device. All three men are being held in the Randolph County Jail. Two small earthquakes reported in Lawrence County Saturday night. The first one, a 2.0 magnitude quake, happened 2 miles west-northwest of Lynn. The second quake was a 1.9 magnitude quake that happened 1.5 miles west of Lynn. The first quake happened at 5:20 Saturday evening, the second at 9:12. No damage or injuries were reported. The Powerball jackpot climbed to $1.6 billion after no one won the big prize Saturday night. If won, it would have been the fifth largest jackpot in the lottery's history. Any player who wins the $1.6 million jackpot will have the choice of receiving the full prize amount in 29 annual payments or a lump sum payment estimated at $735.3 million. The numbers drawn Saturday were 4, 5, 28, 52, 69, and a Powerball of 20. Though no one won the jackpot, 8 players matched all 5 white balls to win $1 million. 2 of the lucky winners were from Michigan, while the others were from California, Florida, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Ohio. The next drawing is set for tonight. Westbound Route 60 in Carter County will be reduced to 1 lane with a 14-foot width restriction as Missouri Department of Transportation crews perform pavement repairs. The roadway is located from Route J to Route M near Van Buren. Weather permitting, the work will take place beginning tomorrow at 7 a.m. and run till 4 p.m. The work zone will be marked with signs, and motorists are urged to use extreme caution while traveling near the area. If you need more information, you can call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT.